Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now tonight, it's my privilege to welcome back international psychic medium, Leo Bonomo. He is a clairvoyant medium and psychic. He's been privileged to give readings in Germany and has appeared on TV on the Circle TV on channel 166, the information channel. In October of 2010, he did a small tour of New Zealand doing private readings and a theater booking. He also spent a week supporting an international healer and his workshop. Among his gifts are clairvoyance, seeing, clairaudience, hearing, and clairsentience, feeling, clairgustance, sense of taste, clairessence, being aware of smells. And he addresses readings in various degrees of trance when the occasions are due. He's written poetry, books, and spiritual messages by automatic writing, and some of his poems have been published in two compilation books. These are The Spirit Writes and Joy of Peace, published by Tudor Press. He's been fortunate enough to have channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, death, mediumship, and many other related topics. He has a book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. He's been given permission from Leslie Flint Foundation to produce a book of transcriptions of some of Leslie's work, and this is an ongoing project at this time. He is proud to have witnessed his marvelous work firsthand, and Leslie's site is www.leslieflint.com. And so let me welcome Leo. How are you tonight, Leo?
I'm very well, David. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for joining me again. It's always a pleasure to have you. And before we get started, I'd like to talk a little bit about your gifts. And for those that are listening, how they evolved for you when you first became aware of them and how they manifested.
Well, I first became aware of spirit when I was two. And I'm not sure I like the word ghost, really, but I saw my first ghost at two. And that was when I was walking with my parents. I was walking between my mum and dad. And we'd been to visit some friends at a place called Manor Park, which is it's just outside London. It's actually Greater London. And we happened to be walking past a cemetery. And I think the boundary of the cemetery, although it was an old wall when I kind of knew it at that age, I think it must have been extended slightly. So I became aware of something going on behind me. And as I turned, I saw a gentleman horizontally rise through the pavement, upend and stand up. And to me, at that age, the only thing that was strange really was that he was wearing what I now know to be Victorian clothes. Top hat and towels and that kind of thing. So that had caught my attention. And my dad asked me what was wrong. And I said, oh, there's a funny man behind us. So we all turned backwards to have a look and none of us could see him. And I thought to myself that was a bit strange. So I turned around myself again and saw him again. And then we all turned around and looked and we couldn't see him. So that happened several times. So the fact that others may not be aware of them at times didn't seem strange to me, because when we all turned around, I couldn't see him either. But other than that, I took it as very normal and had, in that sense, a wonderful childhood. So it was always there with me. As I grew up, I suppose I was always aware of them. People would enter my bedroom, marvelous things would happen. Sometimes they would manifest or materialize. So talking to them and having that interaction wasn't strange to me at all. The only time that was brought to my attention that things might not be quite normal was when I was around the age of 10, and up to that time I'd always been able to astral project at will, and what astral projection is basically coming out of your body, and I always refer to it as flying, because obviously you can travel very quick. So I used to fly, and again thought that was something everybody else did, and my attention was drawn to it. One day we had a wonderful teacher, an English teacher, and he was going to read this book, and it was obviously spirit inspired, and the book was about the boy that could fly. So I thought that was brilliant. It's right up my street. I know exactly what this is about and how it feels. And he made a comment at the end of it, something like, well, that was a bit silly. And it immediately drew my attention to the fact it may not be normal, and that closed me down. So I never astral projected for quite some time after that, and subsequently obviously realized that it was spirit's way of, I'm approaching puberty in the next couple of years or so, and needed to close down. So that was the only time I thought that this wasn't normal, and I had what you might call a subsequent reawakening some years later, and again that was just very natural. It all just seemed to kick back in, but seeing, smelling, touching, being touched by spirit, having this interaction, has always been normal to me.
Well, that is fascinating. I always am privileged to talk to psychics about their gifts and to find out about their past. And for some, it has been troubling because they have not been their manifestations and experiences have not been validated by their intimate others. And it doesn't sound like you. That problem?
My dad was quite a strange case. My mum abandoned us really when we were nine. There were all kinds of problems there. My dad was a strange case because he was a twin and he had twin experiences. And when I felt that I could talk to him about this kind of thing, he dismissed it. He thought it was rubbish. And that was something quite hard for me to get my head around, because he had twin experiences. So I thought, well, you know about this, but he didn't believe in it. And eventually it led to an interesting situation. We had a discussion one day and said, well, look, you know, I know you don't believe this, but when you pass over, come see me. And it was about 2 years after he passed over, I suddenly caught sight of him looking very sheepish. And and he said, you know, he said, you were right, you know. And we've subsequently had many conversations since then. But my dad passed in 98, you know. But, yeah, so he was quite reluctant, I think, in a way, to accept it. And I think sometimes people do, they have a limit, don't they? There's some things they accept, but other things may be uncomfortable. And I think where the uncomfortable thing was with my dad is we all do things in life. You know, we have to learn, we have to experience. And sometimes we're not very proud of ourselves. And I think this is where religion kicks in, because religion kind of places these barriers, you know, this is going to happen if you do that, you know, you're going to go to hell or whatever. And so I think sometimes people don't want to think about that, and so they block that off. Yeah. As you know yourself, David, there is no hell. We aren't judged. We judge ourselves, which
right.
I think sometimes, you know, it's harder, isn't it? Because we can't escape our own mind. We know what we've done. You know, we have to make amends for it, but then, you know, we get rewarded for the good stuff, don't we?
Yes, we do. There's no question about that. And we have a choice each step of the way. We can live yep. in love and light, or we can choose the other, and we can always change our minds and move back toward the light. So,
absolutely.
You know, we have a personal stake and responsibility in how our lives manifest. And, you know, that's the wonderful thing about free will. And we always have another chance to begin anew. So that's the good news.
Absolutely. We could always reverse up that track. Yeah, yeah. And it's I think, you know, when we physically realize that or mentally realize that, then that there is a wonderful sense of freedom with that. I think it's when we get stuck and we think, oh, you know, this is it. I can't go backwards. You know, this is my life. I think that's where problems occur, when we feel we have no choices. And free will is a wonderful thing.
Yes, yes, and we need to exercise it and free ourselves to be all that we can be and enjoy life. I believe that's what God wants for all of us. And we do have some callers on the line now. Would you like to take a few calls?
Yes, that's great. Thank you.
Okay. Well, the first caller is Tina. And Tina, you're live on the air with Leo Bonomo. Say hello to Leo.
Hi, Leo. David, thank you for taking my call, Leo. Nice to be talking to you tonight.
It's lovely to talk to you, Tina. I do feel you want to volunteer some information. I'll tell you how I work and the other listeners how I work. I don't need any information from you at all.
Okay.
You can, if you want to, just answer yes or no. Anything you don't understand, do tell me, because it helps to strengthen the link. And then if you've got subsequent questions after that, that's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I've got a gentleman that's linking up with you. He's got jet black hair. There is a parting on the right. The hair's kind of combed forward. There's a little bit of a fringe. I'm notoriously bad with ages. But this gentleman, I know he's older than he looks. He's kind of baby-faced. I can see some spots. There's a bit of weight on the face with this gentleman. There is a bit of weight on the stomach as well. Despite him looking baby-faced, I would say this gentleman has got to be in his early 40s, if not early 50s. And he seems to be a gentleman that was very unsure of himself when he was alive. I don't think there was much confidence there at all. He's got high cheekbones. He's slightly pale-looking, but I can see slightly red cheeks. Would you recognise this gentleman?
I'm thinking it's an ankle.
Okay, fantastic. He's quite tall as well. I'm just going to have a quick listen to him, Tina, and see what he's got to say. Right. It's strange how spirit pulls things together, isn't it? David and I were just talking there, as you heard, of having free will and maybe reversing up the track. And the reason that I say that is because this gentleman, would you understand him saying, I want you to make decisions, because you make decisions, you do start to go ahead with it, and then when you're unsure, you change your mind. And he says, you've been doing this a lot lately. As I've asked him to qualify lately, he's taken me back about 5 to 6 months, and he says you seem to have an ability to move forward. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you understand that you have an instinct, as we all have? You know, we listen to our souls, and we know instinctively this is what we need to do. And he says you do know instinctively, but there's been quite a lack of confidence. Your confidence has been knocked, and you're not listening to yourself. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's saying, just go with the feeling that you get first of all. He says you have a great deal of common sense, and you do make good decisions when you make them, and he understands why your confidence has been knocked. He's actually written the word partner, so he's not written husband. Would you understand a relationship with a partner? Again, I want to be taken back a little while, so I'm not sure if you're with this person at the moment, but would that make sense to you, Toe?
Yes.
Okay, because he's referring to that, and he says what you need to do really is get back to the place within yourself of where you were before you were with that partner, and sort of start again. So it kind of nicely, I was going to say neatly, and if he kept saying nicely, it kind of nicely takes us back to that free will choice and reversing that David and I were talking about. So you need to go back to that point and then move forward. He says it's an important decision that you need to make. Now, as he's saying that, he's actually fanning out some banknotes, and on this occasion, if there is a financial connection with what you want to do, would that make sense as well?
Not right now.
Right. Okay. If I just turn that around slightly, would you realise that there would be a financial impact with the decision that you want him to make? He's just said to me, "Impact's the wrong word." It sounds like something quite harsh. It involves. Let's second. Right. If I say that you're thinking of moving, would that make sense to you?
I already moved, unless there's another move.
Ah, okay, fantastic. Sometimes they get the timelines mixed up, so I do apologise with that. But you would realise that has had a financial change for you. He says, actually, that change isn't that bad. Would that make sense as well?
Yes.
Fantastic. I do apologise for that. Sometimes they give me a heads up and say a move is coming, and sometimes they talk about a move and I'm not sure myself whether it's just been or it's to come, so I do apologise. Have you got any questions, Tina, at all?
I just wanted to know about what's coming up in the relationship and career.
Okay. With the relationship, this gentleman's saying again that you do need to sort of, I think you're 3/4 of the way there, but you need to mentally just adjust to that. And as you do that, a relationship will come forward for you. Now, as I'm saying that, this gentleman's picked out June. That's lit up for me. So I think a relationship will be in place for you in June. As I've said that, I've got a tick. So I know that you have to meet this person before June comes, and he says it won't be too far away. He's actually directed me towards April, so I know that you're going to find someone then which you will be happy with. As I'm saying that, he says the person is very caring. They are financially independent. I wouldn't say that as them being a millionaire or anything like that, honey. They have their own money. Now, usually when Spirit pick these characteristics up, it's because they were missing in the last partner. So I would say that the last partner wasn't caring and they kind of depended on you a little bit for money. Would that make sense to you?
Yes and no, but yeah, I got it.
You've got what this gentleman's saying. Brilliant.
Yeah, I think I got the point. Yeah.
Fantastic, because it doesn't have to make sense to me, and I know that sounds quite incredible, but as long as it makes sense to you, that's fantastic. Now, career, and again, it's very strange. I've got train tracks and I've got a train reversing up. Would you understand that you've either put part of your career on hold where you are, or you've been forced to reverse a little? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, can I put on hold?
Fantastic. Okay. Now, this gentleman says that you have been thinking about changing what you do, and I've got a straight path, but then it's just started to bend slightly, started to go off at an angle. So I feel there's a slight change to what you do that you can make. He says you will be much happier. He says you're happy bearing responsibility, so I would take that as being at least supervisor, maybe manager level. Would that make sense to you?
Well, maybe more responsibilities will make sense. And I'm not trying to supervise, really, but, you know, to manage my own projects, be in control.
Yeah, so you're kind of managing yourself. Brilliant. And he says for you to look for that slight change, and he's actually said to let the breeze through your hair, which is an interesting statement, because it gives a real sense of freedom. I feel from what he's just said that you were really kind of penned in where you were. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. He's actually just shown me a very interesting image. In the Wild West, you know, terrible things were done on both sides, as we know. But I've got what seems to be somebody pegged out in a desert. Arms and legs just pegged out. I feel in a sense that that's where you were. You couldn't move. You were kind of hung out to dry, just left for anything that might come along. So it's got quite a predatory sense to it. Would that make sense to you as to where you were?
Yeah, not the current, but where I was, yeah, previously, yes.
Fantastic. So he's just giving these things as confirmations to you that things are going to get better. You will find a partner. You can make that slight change or deviation in your career and have the responsibility that you want. Now, he's also fanning out bank notes. And generally, when I get that, it means there's money coming to you. It is because you're going to get a job again, but also I think there's going to be some more money there. I think most of us can say we're overworked and underpaid, but I feel that particularly refers to you. Would that make sense as well?
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, because fantastic, because he's been saying, you know, at least you'll get what you're due, and he was talking about money. Great. Any other questions, Tina?
Well, I think you pretty much answered the question, but I was kind of like torn between two guys.
Yep.
One is currently not present, one is around me, but I'm not sure. And I wanted to know what direction to move forward, if it's going to be with Red or it should be with AJ.
Okay. Now, okay. Right. As you mentioned those two names, I got someone that had, I think it was brown hair. And as he showed me brown hair, I think the person with brown hair would be a different background to yourself. Would that make sense? Your different upbringing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel towards him, it is absolutely your choice. You know, do make the choice carefully. But I he seemed to indicate that gentleman. So, yeah. Okay. Would you understand him saying that he's the more caring of the two?
Well, instinctively, I feel like he, although he's a charmer right now, I feel like it's not going to last long term. For some reason, I just had that gut feeling. And then the other one who does the back and forth, although he's been back and forth, I know once he makes his mind, it's going to be solid. And that's why I am a little conflicted.
Ah, okay. I do understand. I do feel with the gentleman that's unable to make his mind up at the time, do take this with a pinch of salt. But I think when he does make up his mind, I do feel that he will want to move on. But if you're not entirely happy with the gentleman with brown hair, if it isn't him per se, then you will certainly find someone with brown hair that's a different background to yourself, and that will be it. But I am drawn to him because as you gave those names, that name lit up, and then I saw the brown hair. Fantastic, Tina. It's been wonderful to talk to you.
You
I know things are gonna No problem. I know things are going to work out, but I'll say prayers for you.
Thank you. And David and Leo, thank you once again. It's nice talking to you tonight.
Oh,
bless you, honey.
Thank you, Nina. God bless you, dear, and best wishes to you.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. We're going to be moving on to Barbie. And Barbie,
hi,
you're
David,
live on the air.
You?
Say hello to Leo.
Hi, Leo. How are you?
I'm good, Barbie. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Now, I'm notoriously bad with ages. You sound quite young to me, but I've got a lady that's come in that's got fair hair. There's a little bit of weight around the stomach, and as I'm looking at that and talking about it, I do feel quite uncomfortable. So I think this lady would have had abdominal problems. She says various kinds. So I do think that childbirth for her hadn't been easy. She says she lost two, but I think when she did have a child, and I'm not sure whether there was more than one, there were problems there, but there were other abdominal problems with this lady. Apart from a slight bit of weight around the stomach and the hips, she actually is quite a slim lady. I wouldn't say very tall, 5'5", 5'6", something like that. And the immediate thing she came in with, she's saying I'm getting ahead of myself. Do you recognize her, honey?
Not really. My mother was actually to let you know, I'm adopted, so I really don't know that much about my family.
Ah, okay, that's interesting. That's interesting. You have to take this with a pinch of salt. I think that this may be your mum that's come through. You'd had a fairly hard childhood, and particularly between the ages of around 6 to 9. And as I was going to say that, she says, hold on, you're getting ahead of yourself. So would you understand a fairly difficult childhood, but especially between those ages, 6 and 9?
Yes, I would, yes.
Okay. There's no way we can prove this, honey, at all. But I think this lady that's come through is your mum. Okay. Now, she describes you as very much a fighter. She says you have a very good, hard, strong sense of what's wrong and right. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, and I know that we tend to have hard decisions throughout our lives, but she says, as an adult, you've had some very hard decisions to make. I think these are relationship connected, because she says there's at least one point where you've got to the stage of, right, this has got to stop, and you've had to walk away, and you've just cut that relationship off dead. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, and if you're not sure, please say so, because I can misread, mishear or misinterpret what I'm given. But she's just talking about, obviously there was a little run up to that decision, but you'd made it and you thought enough and you've just moved on. Would you understand her saying that that was one of the best decisions you made in your life? Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Fantastic. So she wants to confirm that. The more she's talking and the more confirmations I'm getting, I know that this is your mum. Okay. Now, she's just said changed cities. That's interesting. That's interesting. Would you know when you were adopted that you were moved city? She's actually holding her hands apart, so I think she's indicating that you were moved some distance. I'm not sure whether this was you were adopted from one city to another, or you were adopted and then the family moved, but would that make sense as well?
Yes, my parents moved from Schenectady to Syracuse.
Okay, and would you understand that she's saying that I think for the family that move wasn't entirely beneficial. So they seem to have gone from one situation to one slightly worse. Would that make sense as well? You may have been too young, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not to worry. You may find that out. Okay. You've got lots of questions, she says.
Yes, but I'm figuring the questions out as I go.
Okay, no problem. If you've got one ready, do ask. She is very close to you, and she says, as is fairly common in when a mother gives up a child, it is heartrending. It is done for what appear to be all the right reasons, but sometimes are not. But usually there's a very strong reason behind it. And she's not telling me when she passed over, but she obviously has followed you for some time. I'm trying to find out how long ago she's passed over. I think she passed around 16, 17 years ago.
Oh, well, that's amazing, because I had been wanting to try and contact her, because I don't know if this is too much information, but my mother, my adoptive mother, was very abusive to me. So I had been trying to want to get in contact with her.
Oh, bless. Well, hopefully you've got enough confirmations with this just to know that she is in spirit. She obviously cares deeply for you. She says, you know, that there was no other way but for you to be adopted, but there were many regrets with her. But she says she had no choice, and she's underline that firmly. So I think you were loved from the moment you came here, but as is, sometimes there are just circumstances which make it unbearable. And I know she feels this deeply, because she had got quite emotional over it, but she's kind of pulled herself together. Okay. Next question, honey.
No, I don't have any questions. In fact, this really makes me feel really at peace, because my adopted father was the best father that a girl could ever have. So I was lucky with that one.
In fact, he
passed away about 36 years ago, so I was lucky with that.
Oh, bless. Okay. I'm not sure whether we can get him to come. We can't call people up. But I think your true mum, your real mum, was just so anxious to come through. Now, actually, as I'm talking about her and you've asked about your dad, there's a gentleman that's come forward. He's wearing glasses. That was the first thing that I saw, and I feel that he carried a little bit of weight. He carried it quite well. Would that make any sense to you? Would that be your adopted father?
It could have been. It could be my dad, and if it is my dad, I'd like to let him know that I think about him a lot.
Okay. I'm not sure what happened there. Something seemed to activate itself on my computer. He knows. You know, when we send our thoughts up, they do hear. Mediums often describe about, you know, a parent or someone that we're very close to as always being there, almost as though they're always standing behind us. It wouldn't be heaven when I pass over, if I was standing beside my daughter. That's not my idea of heaven, just watching her live her life. So they do lots of things, obviously, but there is always that thought connection there. And when we go through tough times, they know. Then they will be with us, or when we're sad or whatever, or sometimes just extremely happy, having memories, they will be there. But there's always that connection, so they do hear. I wouldn't say your adopted dad had a very, very deep voice, but his voice was quite deep. Would that make sense to you?
It was like a medium deepness, yes.
Yeah, okay. I'll tell you why, because I've just heard a lovely voice, and he's just said, I am so very proud of you. You seem to have done well later in life. He said, later in life, you just seem to have bloomed and to come into your own, and you've put away some of the sadness of earlier times. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, uh-huh. And currently, yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. Because he's got quite a distinctive voice as well. There's a lovely kind of, what's the word? Oh, he says the word I'm searching for is timber. So there's a lovely timber to his voice. Fantastic. Okay. Now, would you understand him saying that he's glad that you are settled now? So I think you've got things more or less as you want them.
Yes.
Fantastic. It's quite strange because I've now, he's come into view again, and him and your real mum are holding hands. So there is a great affection there between the two of them. And they are proud as, I know this is a weird image, but they are proud as parents of all that you've achieved. And so there's a real bond there between these two. They're not talking about your mum. As I've asked whether your adoptive mum has passed or not, neither are answering. I would say she's still here. Would that make sense to you?
No, in fact, she passed away in 2010.
Right, okay, that's interesting because... I don't think there's any contact between those two and your mum. In fact, both of them are said together she's somewhere else. So that hasn't any bad connotations as being, you know, what we would describe as hell or anything like that. She would be in a different place because of the way that she treated you, because, you know, our actions have reactions and we find ourselves in a place that we make for ourselves. So it
right.
doesn't necessarily mean she's in a really, really bad place. But it's just like, you know, your parents might be, for example, in America and she might be in England. You
right.
know, she's just in a different place. But I don't think there's any connection there. And I think it is mostly because the way that she treated you, but she's a very different person. So we don't always have connection. This comes up in reading sometimes, you know, because if people get married and they one partner treated the other badly. And I have been asked, like, well, we were married, will we meet? And mm-hmm. the answer to that is, if we want to meet, we will. If there's nothing holding us together, we won't. Because people do get concerned, you know, my husband or wife is really bad. Does it mean I'm going to spend, you know, eternity with them? No. If there's no connection holding us together. So I think really that's what they mean. They're both nodding vigorously at that. But, yeah, so she's somewhere else, as they've said. Okay. Any questions, Barbie?
Oh, no. This is a wonderful reading, though. I really do appreciate that. Thank you.
Oh, bless you. I'm just a tiny cog. They're both mentioned in unison. It's almost like they're twins talking together. It's quite amazing.
Oh.
They said that you have a project coming up, and they're both smiling very broadly at that. So there's something that you're trying to get done or have in mind. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. And thank you. Hopefully things will work out.
I think they will, because they're both clapping and they're just saying, go for it, it'll be fine. It'll bring you peace of mind as well as bring you peace of mind in a financial sense. So there seems to be some money behind it. I don't think a great deal, but it will help. Would that make sense too?
Yes, it does.
Fantastic. So they're really happy to confirm that. Take their great, great love. Again, both of them are saying how proud they are of you and of the way that you've grown. She says that there have been times in your life when you certainly could have made the choice to not turn the other cheek and caused problems, but you had done the right thing. Does that make sense as well?
Yes, it does.
Fantastic. They're holding up a little crucifix. It doesn't mean Catholic or whatever, but it does infer that you either are religious to a point, or more likely, in fact, they've just said that you have a great faith, and that is holding you through, and they just said stick to that as well. I think it's more a faith of what I do, you know, connected to spirit rather than any one religion. Would that make sense as well?
Yes, I try to be very spiritual as much as I can.
Yeah. they both said, well, you're doing very well. So,
thank you.
Again, they're very happy at that. She says, understand that what you think is true. That's interesting again, because I feel you've had conversations where people have tried to say, well, you know, it's not quite right, or tried to make you look in another direction. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because they've both said, ignore them. You know best.
Right.
Great, great love. Bless them. I think they would stay here all night, you know, because they've had the chance to come through. I know this is the first time she's managed to get through to you. I don't think she's managed to get through to you through any other medium. I'm not entirely sure about your dad, but I think it's the same case, your adoptive dad, with him. But take their great love, honey. God bless.
Thank you, and thank you so much. And thank you again, David, and I will talk to you soon.
Okay, you're welcome, Barbie. God bless.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, have a good night.
Thank you. Bye.
We're going to a Skype caller next who's been on the line for 37 minutes. You're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, it's Karen Sue. How are
you? Hi, Sue. I'm fine. Say hello to Leo. How are you?
Hi, Leo. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Did you say Karen Sue?
Well, yes, that's what my mother, you know, insisted I be called, so I guess I thought I should use that. I don't always.
It's just a lovely combination. It's quite an unusual combination. Okay, now, I have a lady here. I have a feeling she may have worn a wig. She's got the hair, it's brown, but there's... I'm not sure what colour to call it. There's certainly red in the hair. She's kind of showing me that she may have worn a wig. I'm not entirely sure, but I think that's the case. She used quite a lot of makeup because it's quite pale. But I've got bright red lipstick with it. This is an older lady. I would say around late 60s, maybe late 70s, when she passed. She wouldn't be very tall. I would say about 5'6". There is a slight stoop with her, but a very smiley person. She's actually written the word mother, but I don't think she's your... where we go. This may be a grandmother. I think this is a grandmother on mum's side. Would you recognise her?
No. Sorry.
Not to worry. If it's that important, she'll identify herself. Okay, let me see. Right. Would you recognise this great-grandmother? Oh, she's just said no straight away. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to have a quick listen to her. She's drawing circles for me with her finger. So I think you've turned your life around. She says fairly dramatically at one point. Now, the strange thing is she's also showing me, I think it's just a symbolism of the same thing. I've got a car careering down the road and it's swerving from one lane to another as though it had been or your life had been out of control in some way. And as I'm following this car, it's actually done. It's almost like a handbrake turn. It's spun around in the road and it's facing the other way. So I feel you've had quite a dramatic turnaround in your life, if that makes sense to you.
Yes.
And she says that through that hardship, while you've been so unsure of what was going to happen, she says it's turned out okay, although you probably wouldn't have agreed with that, but it's certainly settled down now. So would that description make sense to you as well?
Somewhat.
Okay.
It was a long time ago, if you know, and I've never been the same since. I'm still trying to get back to something or heal myself in a million ways, anyway.
Okay. Well, it's interesting that you've mentioned that because she says, you know, some of those images, especially, are quite vivid in your mind. And she says you have to understand that lessons are learned in all kinds of ways. You'll be able to move on once you're able to let go of those. She knows that there's been a lot of hurt there. And she says, you know, this is something which goes very, very deep within. But you have to try and let those go. And as you do, then life will become happier for you. Okay. Have you any questions, Carolyn?
Does she have any advice how I could do that? Or does any, you know, I've been trying many different methods and, you know, meditations and visualizations and healings and attunements and...
Yeah.
I've been working on it.
Yeah. I think one of the things is, now you may find this strange, I think you've been concentrating on it to clear it too strongly. Because sometimes when we visualize these things and we get it all together and we concentrate and we push it together and we're looking at it right in the face, and then we say, right, this is what I'm going to deal with. I think you've been sort of focusing on it too much. And it's a very fine line between bringing those things in and letting them go and focusing on them and saying, right, every minute detail I'm going to look at because I want to get rid of it. I think it's focusing on that minute detail. Rather than bringing it to mind and saying, right, I'm going to let it go, you've kind of enforced it, if that makes sense. And it's a very fine balance. She admires the amount of effort you've been putting into it, but she says in bringing it to mind to deal with it, you're kind of leaving a residue there. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. She says you will be able to release it. It is a matter of, yeah, you may find this difficult to swallow. I do apologize, but I'm always 100% honest, so I'm not going to tell you something that's going to be great if it's not. She says you do have to learn to accept some of those things that have happened, embrace them lightly and let them go, and then things will be able to move on. I've tried to get some sort of timeline with this, and she says, well, you know, you have a free will as to how you think about these things and as to how you deal with them. So she says she doesn't feel that this solution that you want is in the next few months or so. So we are looking longer. But I think as you look at it and understand that, okay, I don't need to fixate on it, I just need to be aware of it and then let it go. She says it's something that can be helped, but she says don't spend too much money on it. So I think that she's referring to what you said, so I apologize for regurgitating this, that you've tried all kinds of things. She's actually written the word regression. I don't think you've tried regression. Would that make any sense to you?
I think I did a long time ago, and I don't trust the images that come up, or nothing. But I have an active imagination, so I think it's that.
Right. She's nodding along. She agrees with you with that. I think what she's saying is try and think about just letting it go and not fixating on it, and you'll get to a point where you instinctively feel, I think regression may help now, and then go for it. She says you're a believer in past lives and also karma. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes.
And she says, you have to understand some of this is karma, some of this is past lives. It's interesting she said that, because I think when you had the regression done, you've had the regression done to try and fix what went wrong in this life. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I didn't have a personal one, I don't think. I might have
right.
had a therapy a long time ago. I don't really recall exactly one therapist took me on some kind of process, and I didn't trust anything that came make any sense. And I've done, I think, group things, you know, group meditations where they supposedly take you on a regression, and I don't get anything from that.
Right. I think this is too personal, too deep, and too emotional for a group therapy thing. I don't think you can let go that much. This lady says, leave it for a while, you know, a few months, maybe 6 months. Try and deal with it mentally of, again, not fixating on it, but just saying, right, I'm aware of it, I'm going to let it go. I think you need to find someone that's a good, reputable regressionist that's going to do a one-to-one. There are obviously some links with this life, but it's karmic and some of it refers to other lives. And she says when you are ready to deal with it, then go to a regressionist and then you'll be able to release it. So she says those steps must come in order.
Can I ask, what about psychics who can take you back to a past life without a regression? I mean, that they can see it, and would that work? Cause I don't trust... Sorry.
Yeah, I didn't know. That's okay. I do understand what you say. I think when the time is right, and when you're able to cope with it, even a medium can take you back and get some of that cleared. And the reason that I say that is I only remember readings when they have a personal lesson for me or something I can pass on to my students. And I was doing a reading for this lady, and suddenly I got taken back where she was a woman in another life. She was running through the woods, and I really got the feeling that she was being chased. And as I turned around, this was at night, I could see torches, and she was being chased by a whole group of people, and they'd let the dogs on her. And she'd got to this fast-flowing river, and for her it was a stark choice, being torn apart literally by the dogs or jumping the river. She couldn't swim, so she had that choice. And as I explained that to her and got to that point, she went, oh my God, I've always had a fear of dogs and a fear of drowning and fast-flowing rivers. And that broke, that purged as we got to that point. And because she then understood it and understood the reasons for it, those fears went. She did tell me at that time that she was intending, when she felt comfortable, which she felt much more, that she was going to learn to swim. So sometimes it can come through in a reading. The thing with this is that it has to be at the right time. So it's not in your time. But yes, a medium could take you through that process and that break, but it's when the time is right. So you need to do a little bit of work on it yourself. And again, it's not from the point of focusing fixatedly on it. It's just being aware and letting it go. She says, give it some time. You may or may not be pleased with this, but I have to be honest again. She says, you know, you can deal with this, or this will be over within or close to 2 years. So this isn't something, again, that's going to stop within a few months, and that you do need to have the right approach, and then when the time is right, it will happen for you. Would that make sense? I do understand you're a little disappointed that it's still going to be a couple of years that it's with you, but would that make sense to you?
Maybe. Does okay. working with, it, with someone, would that help? I have a possibility of working with a hypnotherapist.
Okay. I think if you want to do that, then try it. But with spirit, timing is everything. And we can want something and it's not going to happen until the time is right. And this lady's, because there are a series of things that you're dealing with, and she said the last thing will be about 2 years' time. When you're clear and you're happy with that. So I know things are going to, it's a bit like dominoes, they're going to fall one at a time, and the last one will be a couple of years. If you feel that the hypnotherapist is going to do you some good, then go with it. But she says, look, you know, you've spent time, you've spent money on this. You want it so badly that you're hanging on to it. I know that sounds like a contradiction, but she says you do need to get it sorted in your mind, and then it will happen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, two things. This therapist, I believe, will be covered by my insurance.
Okay.
Do you think that would be a good step for me, or should I just continue on my own?
I mean, I know money's a little tight for you because she's counting out coins for me. It's not so much... will the therapist or either of those methods be better? If you can get it done on insurance, it may put your premiums up, of course. It's more when it's ready for you and when you're ready for it. So it's not so much how do I pay this week? It's like, is next month better? It's more that. It's more the timing with it.
Okay, well, can I just ask you then, is it divine timing that I will be able to heal this one by this and then this and this and the whole thing is the 2 years? Or is it really related to how quickly I'm able or unable to process it?
It actually depends on the two. I think once you're able to process it and you're much more comfortable with it, then the divine timing will kick in. So it is a balance of the two. You have to be in a position to accept that it's going to happen and it will happen, and then it will happen naturally. So it is a combination.
So does that mean possibly it could be less than 2 years? Divine set in stone timing.
It's not set in stone. You actually have much more control over this, and the control that you exert is at the moment you're fixating on it to such a degree because you want to get rid of it, and that's kind of holding it in place, if that makes sense.
Yeah. So maybe not focus on it at all for a while.
I would just try not to focus on it for a while, get comfortable with it and know that, you know, it's going to be released, it's going to be taken care of, and as it's taken care of, then you'll feel better and then the healing will take place.
Okay.
Bless you, honey. I shall ask for healing for you and I shall say prayers for you.
Thank you. Can I just ask one more thing?
I'm sure that's fine with David. Yeah.
I just sure. Is this part? Was this all part of my life plan? You know, yes.
Yes, it was, and I know it's been quite a harsh lesson, but yes, it was. But the healing is part of the life plan as well. You just need to know how to manage it, and then it will happen.
Okay. Well, thank you for the reassurance that it will be happening and all that. And
no problem, honey.
Thank you so much. Bless you both.
Okay, Sharon, too. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bless you.
You too.
Okay. Good night now.
Good night.
Okay, we're going to move on to... Go ahead, Leo.
I was going to say, it never ceases to amaze me. You know, people think, oh, well, there's this reading and that reading, and they follow a pattern. Never ceases to amaze me. There are no patterns with any of this, or very few.
Mm. Interesting. Well, we have three more callers on the line. Do you think you'll have time for those?
Yes, we can do that. That's no problem.
Okay. We're going to go to area code 860, and if anybody else calls in, they're going to have to wait for another time. Okay, area code 860, what is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Raj.
Raj, is it? Raj, okay.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you, Raj.
Yes.
Okay, now, you've got a very happy sounding voice, and I can see quite a smiling face at the end of the phone. But I've got a gentleman here, and he says that hides quite a lot of things because there are times when you tend to get quite depressed. Does that make sense to you?
Sorry, I couldn't follow what you say. The depressed last thing? I couldn't understand what you said last.
No problem. There's a gentleman here that says you have a very bright voice, you have quite a smiley face, but he says you do tend to get depressed. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, okay. Yes, it does.
And fantastic. And he says you have a very good mind. He says you like dealing with complicated things, but sometimes that makes other complications for us. He says that you often think about and try to analyze life and what it's about and why you feel you've been driven up. I wouldn't say a dead-end road exactly, but why you seem to hit so many dead-end alleys. Would that make sense to you?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay. If I just put that a slightly different way, you seem to get along in life and then you hit a dead end and that's a little bit depressing for you, and then you turn around and you find another way and you're making your way along and then you hit another dead end, and it seems to be a series of those. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah, kind of, yes.
Okay. Now, this gentleman says that you are quite fatalistic, and he says, I think some of that is the culture and the background that you're from, that you feel that life is set in stone and this is what it is. Does that make sense to you?
What is the gentleman? Can the gentleman identify himself? Who is the gentleman?
Okay. Right. This is an uncle. He's actually shown me himself wearing a black suit and white shirt. This gentleman would certainly have been a successful businessman. Where are we going? Right, he said something quite odd. On your dad's side of the family, he says the family is in two distinct parts. Does that make sense to you?
Okay, maybe I'm not. I don't know much the past generation. I know the my previous generation, but not the two generation back. I don't know.
Okay. Not to worry. Would you understand what he's saying? That you think, well, what I'm going through, this is fate, and I can't do much about it. Really, that's the essence of what he's saying. Would that make sense to you?
I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure what he means.
Not to worry. Really, what this gentleman is saying is that we have an awful lot of free will in life. We don't have to accept everything that's thrown at us. We can make those decisions to change our life. And this gentleman says that the way things have been with the depression, with all these dead ends, it doesn't have to be that way. You have to realize that you can make those changes and that you can bring into your life what you want. It isn't all set in stone. And he says that's the most important thing that he can say to you, that you can change your life, you can change where you're going. As I'm asking him for confirmation, and he's just shouted out, happy birthday. He's not pointing at you, but there's someone very close to you. There's a birthday around this time. I think within a week. Would that make any sense to you?
Happy birthday around time. Yes, it's that's possible. That's true. There is a birthday for my daughter. Birthday is coming up pretty soon in the March. Yes.
Right. March is too far away. This gentleman's saying there's a birthday around you within a week. So what's the date now? It's the 18th. This would certainly be before the end of January. If you can't think of it now, don't worry. But he says it's close.
Okay.
Have you any questions, Raj, you'd like to ask?
Yes, sir, I do. I do, actually, yes. What he had, and to some extent, what he's saying is a kind of a depression and all that thing. It really makes sense, yeah. The question I have for you today, right, my job, the place I work is about to be closed in 2 weeks' time.
Yeah.
And this is a kind of a really worrying situation for me. So what is there for me, store? What kind of job will have, and because that also puts a lot of financial constraint on me and my family. So what kind of job I will have and how soon after this job is going? This is 100% sure this job is going, and by the end of this month, that's gone. So what I'm supposed to be doing and how soon and how much? Yeah, that's my worries right now.
Okay. This gentleman is not going to tell you you need to become a butcher or you need to become an accountant or anything like that. Because if you said things like that, that would take away your free will. He says, obviously, you're starting to look. You will find something. He says it will be a couple of months before you get some work. As I'm asking him for some proof of what he's saying, he says that you've not really been happy with the work that you're currently doing. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it makes all the sense, yes. I totally agree with it.
Fantastic. So he says, do look around. You will find something. You do need to change the type of work you're doing, but you will find something. He says, try not to let it weigh you down. And again, that's because, you know, you get depressed at times. And obviously, these times are very hard. I've been there myself. But he says, you will find something and it will help you.
Okay. And so, but what I'm saying is, in the meantime, during time, how I will be able to support myself, that is kind of a little tough thing. How I'll get by with that?
Okay. Now, he says that there are some savings. He says not a lot. Would that make sense to you?
Okay.
And he says, you know, you will need to survive on those before you get the job. He says, try and trust that things will work out for you, and they will. So he wants you to understand that it will come together for you. You have to look quite broadly. He says, try not to focus on any particular type of occupation. Just accept what comes. It may be a stepping stone before you move on to something else, but obviously it's essential to get some work. So he says, just be open to any kind of work coming forward, and it will happen.
Okay.
I shall say prayers for you and your family, Raj.
Okay. Okay, I have is it possible I ask a couple of more questions or no?
You can ask one more question, Raj.
Okay, all right. So I can ask one more. Thank you.
Yes.
The other question I'm asking is, I'm feeling some kind of health issues. Is it health issues? So,
right.
So do you think I'll be able to, go and look for my work and be okay?
I think you'll be able to look for work. This gentleman's taken me, I feel a bit of a tightness around the chest. I do feel problems around the stomach. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yeah, he says it's stress-related. Obviously, I'm not a doctor, neither is he, but it is stress-related. It's also connected to the depression and the stress that's caused. If you have insurance, I'm sure you do get it checked out, because it's one of those things you need to have it checked so you know, actually, I'm fine. I'm still feeling these things, but it's because I'm worried. So do get it checked out. He says you're fine. It is the build-up of stress over several years. And again, I think it's these dead-end alleys that you've hit and then changed route and found another one. So it is just stress, Raj. I shall ask for healing for you. You take care. God bless.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
You're welcome. God bless, Raj.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Dave. Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
You're welcome. Okay. All right. We have area code 780, and you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Yes, it's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks, David.
Hi, Jay. How are you tonight?
Yeah, thank you much. Welcome to the new year.
Right. You too. Well, say hello to Leo.
Hi, Leo. Jay. Thanks so much for thanks so much for taking my call.
No problem. Right. I've got a gentleman here that certainly appears to be your grandfather, and the reason I say that is because he says, I'm very proud of my grandson. I'm getting an image of somebody from the shoulders up, so they're always alive. I would say that if this isn't you, this would certainly be someone very close to you. I think you have blonde to fair hair. I think it's fairly short, very smart haircut, and I think you have a very even face. He calls you a handsome man, certainly the image that I can see. You would be a good-looking gentleman. He says you do appear younger than you are as well. You seem to have a fairly clear skin. Would that make sense to you?
Sort of. I've got some spots on my face and things like that, but I don't know if it would be maybe clear, but
okay.
It's probably gonna be, it's my grandfather. I don't know which one you're talking about. There's my father's side or mother's side.
He's just said mother's side as you've asked that question. He's very proud of you. Would you understand him saying you help a lot of people?
As much as I can, yeah.
Fantastic, because he says that will come back to you. He's saying good karma. He's laughing his head off. I think he's laughing his head off because you don't exactly believe that karma can come around quickly. Would that make sense as well?
Well, I guess we'll find out.
Okay, yeah. He like you, he's got a very nice sense of humour. Okay. Right. He says, you seem to be preparing, I think this is mentally as well as physically, you seem to be preparing for changes in your life. You seem to be inspired by this year. You're not quite sure why, but you've got a good feeling about it. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I am.
And he says, I want to reinforce that good feeling. He says you've been waiting some time. It's actually taken me back about 18 months, 2 years. So it feels as though there's been an expectation building up that things are going to come right. Now, although I've said come right, I don't think they've been that bad. But he does want to reinforce this is going to be a year for you. He's fanning out banknotes, so there is money coming to you. It seems to be a fairly large amount. I don't know how that's going to come to you. I do feel that part of it is inheritance, so this is someone that's already passed over, so don't worry about anyone passing. It will take a little while to come to you, so there is some money coming to you through that way. He calls you an innovator. Would that make sense to you?
Yes, that is true. I do create a lot.
Okay, so he's giving that as a confirmation. I think, I'm not sure if you would know this. There's a song by the Beatles, although it's been done by various people, called Come Together. And he's playing this song in my head. It feels as though there's several things you've been working on that are all going to come together, and he's linked that to innovation and innovative thinking. So he says that will all play a part in this year. He's actually used the word spectacular, so I think things are going to go very well for you. He's shown me a drawstring bag, you know, when you pull the strings and it just tightens up the cloth bag. And again, that to me, that's a symbol of everything just being drawn together. So there seems to be several aspects of this, but it's all going to come together for you. He's highlighted June, and he says, there we go, there's a point. So I think it may start from June. Someone is correcting me. I think things are going to start before June, but by June, you'll know, well, this is happening. Okay. I don't think he's referring to you, but he says there's been a recent marriage, and I've got a big tick with that. So I know the marriage is good, but he's also confirmed there's been a recent marriage in the family. Does that make any sense to you?
No one has gotten married yet. I don't know what will happen with that, but...
Okay. Right, if no one has, then there seems to be one that's looming, because again, you know, they don't have time there, so the timing sometimes is slightly off. I'm just trying to get into... I don't think you've been recently married. I think you've been married a while, so it's quite odd.
No, I haven't been married for a while, so...
Yeah, because I asked him, right, you know, is he referring to your marriage? And he went, no, you've been married for a while. You may find this is a marriage that just kind of springs up. You know, sometimes people just want to run away and get married. It could be something like that. But he's talking about it being a good marriage. Any questions, Jay?
I just wondered, how am I going to mend my relationship with my father this year, if I'm going to do that at all, or just wait till he passes on?
He says don't give up trying. He says your dad is a very stubborn man. Does that make sense to you?
I don't think he's stubborn. I think he's really angry and can be mean. I think that's what it is. It's been a long time.
Right, okay. Yeah, because, he was just saying this has been there a long time. I think maybe I just got the impression that he's saying it's been there a long time and he's not moving. And maybe that's my word, stubborn. Do take this with a pinch of salt, but he said it's very hard to placate a gentleman that feels that his views are right in spite of the evidence. So,
yeah.
Okay. So, you may have a job on your hands. Continue doing what you're doing, which is sending love and asking for the thing to be healed. It's possibly a case where he gets over and understands the errors of his ways. I'm sorry that's not more cheerful for you, but
okay.
It really depends on him, and he seems to be fixed on this, and he's right, and unfortunately he's not. Yeah. Anything else, Jay?
Yeah, I don't know. I'd just rather do this now while my dad's still alive, and I don't know. I just have this bad feeling about his life review is not going to be so good at the end.
It's something we all build up, and there are lessons to learn in it. And quite often when we get over, we understand the reason that we've made terrible decisions and how it's affected. Try not to worry about that. Because you can't text or talk to your dad, your grandfather said, you know, write him a long letter. Don't expect a reply, but he's just said he will read it. He's actually, it's kind of sneaky the way he's done it. He's saying if you begin the letter by almost as though you're going to apologize, so that's kind of the tone, but just set out how you feel and that you want the matter resolved. As he starts reading it, he thinks there's an apology coming. He will read, this gentleman says, at least three quarters of it before he realizes, but at least you can place into his mind that what you want's resolution. And again, I don't think you'll hear a reply from him, but he says at least he will begin to understand how you feel. Because I think when you've tried to broach the subject with him, you've only just got into it when he cuts off. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so it may be a way just to write. As I say, you're kind of fooling him in a way. So he's looking forward to you apologising. As he gets further down, he notices that you haven't. So it has to be carefully constructed. He said you're very capable of writing a letter like that. But he says it's the best we can do. He says hopefully he may change his mind. It is unlikely. And then it can be settled. If not, he says, you know, we make these things for ourselves. So it'll be when his life review comes. Okay. It's a sad situation, but I've kind of been there myself in life with that. And sometimes there isn't a lot that we can do.
Okay.
You know, but you're doing the right thing in wanting to do it and for the best intentions, and you know, that's good for you. So, okay. Any last questions, Joe?
That's it. Thank you much for your time. I'm really grateful.
Take his great love and mine, and I'll say prayers and ask for healing for your dad, and that he sees the error of his ways. God bless.
Yeah, it'd be super. Take care. Thanks, David. Thanks, Leo.
You're welcome, Jay. Take care of yourself.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're moving on to area code 323. Okay, you're live on the air. What is your name, please?
Hi, guys. Hi, Leo. My name is Yvette from California.
Hi, Yvette.
Hi.
Hi, guys. Hi, guys.
Hi. Again, I've got an image of a lady from the shoulders up. I think you're brunette. You seem to have quite voluptuous hair. There are natural curls in it, or natural waves. It's certainly shoulder length because it's sitting on the shoulders. Where are we? Very, very interesting. I've got a red spot. You know the Indian bindi that they have, the ladies, the men as well, that red spot on the forehead. I don't think you have an Indian background, but I think you have a very interesting religious views, spiritual views. But I know also that your family background is made up from lots of different parts. Would that make sense to you?
Accurate, yes.
Fantastic. I'm not sure who's giving me this information. They're standing back. There's nothing sinister in that. I'm not even sure if it's a lady or a gentleman from The Voice at the moment. I'm just going to have a quick... okay. They've said, well done you. You seem to have got something finally into place. It seems to be connected with helping someone as well, but it's certainly helping yourself. So you've put something in place which has gone well. Does that make sense to you?
There is one little thing, yes.
Fantastic. Fantastic. I know that you help people because this person is saying continue helping people. She says you seem to manage very well. And as I've asked what she, this is a lady, I just realised I want to say she. As I've asked her what she means by that, you seem to get extraordinary outcomes to complicated situations. So it seems as though you intervene and things just fall into place. Would that make sense to you?
I would say yes and no to that. But we'll leave it at that and then we can get back to that.
Yeah, fantastic. Because she says it's an extraordinary gift that you have. She says you see things very clearly. You're very perceptive in that way. I know that you're sensitive in a psychic and mediumistic way because I can see the colours of the chakras beautifully, wonderful aura, lots of different beautiful colours, vivid colours. She keeps writing spirit, spiritual, spirit, spiritual. I'm not sure whether she's indicating that you have some questions along those lines, but I know that you have questions. She's very impressed with you, this lady, in the way that you behave, your attitude. She says to most people, but also that you are, she says you look ahead in a spiritual sense. Have you got any questions, honey, you'd like to ask?
I do. I have a... or two or something, but you know, it's been an interesting several, like the last 6 months, because I would get some job leads and they would like come to me, be incredibly fruitful, and
yeah,
then they would kind of fizzle out. That happened a few times, and then I went to an agency the other day. It was absolutely the weirdest experience of my life.
Nice.
And it's just kind of finding meaningful employment right now is where I'm at. You know, I'm
yeah,
going to need something. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, now it's very interesting that you're finding something it's fruitful and then it's kind of ending. For some reason, I'm seeing this as a grocery store and I've got lots of green apples. I'm not sure why they're green, but you're certainly looking through them, you're picking them, and you're finding all the best ones and putting them in a small shopping bag. And as I was trying to puzzle out what was being shown to me, it's quite obvious to me now because I can be a bit thick. But what you're getting is you're getting lots of good experience in different areas. And so in that sense, you're building up a portfolio. And this lady's saying there is something coming for you. She said before the end of March, you will have something firm and you will begin to see why this particular pattern of having good experiences, varied experiences, is going to be so useful to you. How can I explain that? She's showing me you. It's almost like you're the centre of a wheel and there's all spokes going out. And lots of life experiences that you've had make that position ideal for you. I don't know whether you would be a manager or you have that capability. I certainly think that you do. But you seem to be central, and that's why you're being shown as central in the wheel. There's lots of things that you can do, and I think the spokes not only indicate that you can go in lots of different directions at the same time, really is multitasking, but also that you have lots of skills. Some of these have been picked up recently with all these job changes, but there is something ideal coming up for you to give you the balance that you need in your life work-wise. Now, as I'm saying that, she's found out some banknotes. Some she's taken away, so I think that's money that's already been lost, but the rest is coming to you. So would you understand that despite the work, you've had to pay out money, or money's just not come back in the way it should have done?
Yeah, I mean, the money is not flowing yet, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So, again, this is something to come up. So I think you'll be in place by March. She says you will have another couple of jobs before March, but there's something very firm come in March. I know you don't fixate on things, but she says just be open-minded because the job that's coming would be something slightly unusual for you, but it will be absolutely perfect. As I'm asking for a confirmation of that, she's just said, nice holiday. It feels to me as though you've had or you are planning a slightly unusual holiday. No, she's just written the word past. So would you understand a past holiday that was unusual in various ways?
I would have to think about it. This holiday was quiet and nice, actually. It was very peaceful. The weather was
right.
Perfect. It was just kind of like just taking it all
right. Okay, I think that's what she's referring to. So she's trying to give that to you as a confirmation. Any other questions?
Actually, I do have one question. It's about a friend. We're pretty close friends. We used to work together, and she just dropped off the planet. I'm not taking it personal, but I feel like we're close like sisters, and she just stopped. Just went dry.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm not sure what's happened, but as soon as you said, I have this friend, this lady just said, beware. So I don't know what's going on. It may be that she's had some sort of crisis and she's feeling as though she wants to take it out on people. But whatever has happened that's caused this distance between you, it seems to be relevant. And this lady says she does understand that it's sad for you, especially in the way that it's happened, but to let it go. So I'm not sure what's happened there, but you do need to be a little bit wary. To be honest with you, I don't think she's going to come back, but I think what this lady's saying is try not to follow or to reach out to her.
Oh, no, I understand completely.
Fantastic,
totally, yeah.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what's happened there.
That's okay, yeah.
But, yeah, fantastic. Anything else, honey?
My spiritual, like, so as far as any advice for me, like what I can do to build momentum?
Just follow your, yeah. Focus on what you want. Keep a clear image in your mind. Know that it's going to happen. Don't worry about how, when, and where it's going to fall. It's going to fall into place. Feel as though you've already got it, all that happiness, and it will manifest. I've changed my life completely in the last 4.5 years through manifestation. And whilst we read The Secret and we watch, you know, or we read The Power and that, it tells you things, but actually it's quite scattered. So the essentials are see it, know it's going to happen, be happy at that result, feel as though you've got it today. Because if you feel, right, that it's going to happen in a couple of months, tomorrow never comes. And that's where people go wrong. So feel as though you've got it in the present. It will happen. I've got an image of you smiling very broadly. So I know whatever's coming is going to bring you a lot of happiness and security.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, honey. You take care and I'll say prayers.
Have a wonderful night, guys. Thank you.
Okay, but thanks for calling in. And thank you to all the callers. Unfortunately, we're not going to have time to get to the rest of you. I encourage people to call in the first half hour of the program if they hope to get to talk to somebody. And you can actually call in as early as 15 minutes before the program begins. So I do appreciate the support, and I will have Leo back on the show again, so have no fear. And I try to post my schedule a month in advance. So, Leo, you and I can talk some other time about that, and I so appreciate your time and talent.
Bless you. I'm very happy to do it. It's a privilege to serve, and I'm just a small cog. You know, without spirit, we can't do anything. Whatever talent we may feel we have, if they don't want to connect, they're not going to. So I'm very aware of that, and, you know, I'm very happy at that.
Yes, well, that certainly comes through, Leo.
Oh, bless you.
Well, bless you, and... again, thanks for your time. I know it's very late where you are, and I so appreciate your staying up.
No problem at all, David. Prayers and blessings for you as well, and we'll speak soon.
Sounds good, Leo. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. God bless.